Good morning and welcome again to the broadcast. We're looking at Luke chapter 16 today, and we're going to begin reading in Luke 16, verse 16, and going through verse 18. The Bible says, "The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it." Now, Jesus said that the law and prophets, that is the Old Testament, you see, the expression, the law and the prophets, is just a summation, that is just a title that is oftentimes used in the Bible to refer to the law of Moses in general. And he says that the law and the prophets were until John, that is John the Baptist. Now, he doesn't mean that the law and the prophets only applied or were only in force until John the Baptist. What he means is that the law and the prophets were preached until John, because there was nothing else to preach as far as God's revelation was concerned. The New Testament, of course, had not been written, and John the Baptist, being a prophet, and then Jesus coming and preaching by inspiration of God, had not begun their work yet. And so the only thing that they could teach, as far as divine revelation was concerned, was the law and the prophets until the time of John the Baptist. But after John the Baptist came, things changed, because John the Baptist began to preach the kingdom of God. He says, "Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it." You say, well, what does he mean here when he says that every man is pressing into the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God was near, but it had not been established yet. So how could every man press into the kingdom of God if it has not yet been established at this time? Well, when Jesus says this, that every man is pressing into it, he means that every man is trying to get into it, that every man is attempting to get into it. They were anxious to get into the kingdom of God, even though they did not understand, they did not fully realize exactly what the nature of it was. In verse 17, Jesus said, "And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than for one tittle of the law to fail." Now, by the word tittle here, he's talking about the least little part that refers to the smallest stroke of a Hebrew letter, and it simply represents the idea that the least thing that is prophesied of in the Old Testament is going to come to pass. And you might as well expect heaven and earth to pass or to pass away than for anything in the law of Moses to fail to come to pass. So what he's saying here is that whatever the law of Moses prophesied of is going to come to pass. The law and its prophecies will be fulfilled. And of course, we find in Jesus Christ and in the establishment of the church and so forth that those Old Testament prophecies were fulfilled. Now in verse 18, we want to spend most of our time today talking about this topic, which is the subject of divorce and remarriage. Verse 18 of Luke 16. "Whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery." So here in Luke 16, verse 18, the Bible says that he's considering a man that is married, a man that has a wife, and he talks about a person who puts away his wife. Somebody said, well, what does it mean to put away? Does that simply mean to drive a person from the home? Is he simply talking about separation here? Or is he talking about divorce? Well, he is talking about divorce. The words "put away" were simply an expression of the Jews. That is simply how they said it, folks. That does refer to divorce. Mark it down. That's the topic that he's mentioning here. And he says, "Whosoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery. And whoever marries her that is put away from her husband," this woman who has been divorced, "that man also commits adultery." Jesus teaches then that when you have a man and a woman who are married and this divorce occurs, and of course, we're going to talk about the question, is there an exception to this general rule that Jesus is giving here in just a few minutes? But for right now, I just want to get the basics down. And the basics are, as Jesus gives them, a man is married to a woman, he divorces that woman, and he marries somebody else. Jesus said when he does that, he commits adultery. that second marriage, that next marriage to that other woman, is adultery. You say, well, why does it say that he marries her? How could he marry her and that marriage be adultery? Well, it's because of this. That marriage is in compliance with the law of the land. In other words, the laws of the land happen to allow that marriage. But in God's sight, it is not lawful. It is not right. In God's sight, it is adultery. So the law of the land may call it marriage, but God's law says that it is adultery. I wonder how many people know about this teaching these days. I wonder how many churches hear any sermons or any teaching at all on this subject. Well, let's turn next to Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 2. And here we find an important passage on divorce and remarriage as well. The Bible says, "And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, 'Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife?' Tempting him. And he answered and said unto them, 'What did Moses command you?' And they said, 'Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away.' And Jesus answered and said unto them, 'For the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder.' And in the house his disciples ask him again of the same matter. And he saith unto them, 'Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery.'" So when you look at Luke's account and even Matthew's account that we're going to next, it talks about a man putting away or divorcing a woman. But here in Mark's account, he also talks about a woman divorcing a man. So the same law and the same rule applies to both the husband and the wife. Now let's turn next to Matthew chapter 19, and here we find one of the most extensive discussions of divorce and remarriage in the Bible. Matthew chapter 19, beginning in verse 3. Here's where we find Matthew's account of the same discussion that we just read about in Mark chapter 10. The Pharisees ask him in verse 3, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" Now that's very important to notice. They don't simply ask Jesus, "Is it lawful or is it biblical to divorce?" They say, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for every cause?" That is, for just any reason whatsoever. Can you divorce her for just any reason, or are there limitations? Well, that's the question, and I think it's very important to keep in mind what the question is, because when we get to Jesus' answer, we need to remember then that Jesus is answering this question. But before he did that, before he actually answered their question, he took them all the way back to the beginning. In Genesis chapter 2, and he asked them in verse 4, "Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, said, 'For this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh.' Have you never read that? Have you never studied that passage of Scripture?" And we ask that question today in an age where people are actually considering the perversion of same-sex marriage. Had Jesus been confronted with that question, he may have given the same kind of response that he does here. "Haven't you ever read? Have you not read what the Bible says? God created male and female. And he said, 'For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife.'" That's the clear teaching of the Bible. But what we find here is that Jesus warns again in verse 6 that you're not to put asunder. You're not to divide or separate what God has joined together in marriage, of course. Well, they take him back again to the law of Moses, and Jesus explains in verse 8 that Moses indeed did give that legislation about divorce. And he did that because, he said, of the hardness of your hearts. But from the beginning, he said, it was not so. It was not like this in the beginning when God gave marriage to Adam and Eve. So he says, I realize what Moses said, but what he's implying here is that Moses' law was temporary, and Jesus is teaching us here that he's going all the way back to the beginning. And so in verse 9 he said, "And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication." Now there's the exception. The rule is, you don't do it. You do not separate what God has joined together. That's the general rule, but the exception is in verse 9. Except it be for fornication. In other words, unless or except that divorce is on the grounds of fornication, and that man marries another, he commits adultery. And whoso marries her which is put away doth commit adultery. So Jesus is given this question then, can you divorce your wife for any and every reason? Can you divorce her for just any cause? Jesus said, no. There is one cause. There is one exception. There is one reason why that you can divorce your mate and marry another. And that is if your mate commits the sin of fornication. Now, the word fornication refers to unlawful sexual union. And it doesn't say except it be for adultery. You see, the word fornication is a broader word. Now, it's not as broad as some people try to make it out to be, but it is a more inclusive word. You see, the word fornication includes adultery, but it also includes homosexuality. It would also include incest, you see. So he's not just limiting the exception to the sin of adultery. It also includes these other sexual sins that I've just mentioned. And Jesus said, unless a man divorces his wife for that reason, or unless a wife divorces her husband for that reason, and then marries another, that is, marries somebody else, they commit adultery. You see, that next marriage is not a real, true marriage in the sight of God. It is actually adultery. It's just like living together. The laws of the land and other people may call it marriage, and the couple getting married may call it marriage. But God calls it adultery. It is an adulterous marriage. Now, there's one other passage that I want to read this morning because this one also contains this exception, and it's found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 31 and 32. It has been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. So here we have the word divorce in the Bible. Sometimes people will look at the words put away and say, well, I'm not sure that that means divorce. Well, this makes it absolutely clear. In verse 32, Jesus said, but I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, there it is again, there's the exception, causes her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. So according to the Bible, a man can have a second wife if his first wife dies, Romans 7 verses 1 through 3, or if his wife commits fornication and he divorces her and marries somebody else. And again, those scriptures are Matthew 5, 31 and 32, Matthew 19 verses 3 through 12, Mark 10 verses 2 through 12, and Luke 16, verse 18. I urge all of us to go back to these scriptures and to read them and to believe them and to respect and obey them, and I hope that this study today has helped you. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful rest of the day.